Yes, you have Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ? And how is your lives? I'm going to request you wave at your brethren.
And
God welcome them to light of the word of God. Enlighten them in the way to reaching it. And all the goodness of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank the Lord. Again, He's gathered us to move on and enlighten us with the light of His words.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We glorify and give Him glory and honor. Our Father who teach us to profit. As he spoke according to Isaiah 48, verse
17.
And he said, I'm the Lord who teach you how to profit, and who show you the way you have to take. We thank the good Father, and we thank the high priest of heavens and earth, our Lord Jesus Christ, as he spoken of in Hebrews 4, verse 14 to reach verse 16, who moves on to teach us, and he shows us the Father, as he told us Matthew 23 and the verse 9,
they
do not have any other Father on earth, because your Father is one and He is in heaven. And we thank the chief preacher and the chief preacher, the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Whom the one we meet on the mountain of God is to teach us, as he speaks in the John chapter 14, verse 26. And he said that when the Spirit will come, he will remind us all and will teach us all
and will
guide us in all the truth. Even today, going to move on us to teach us.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
I'm going to request you prepare your heart, your mind, and your inner man, the books of the Holy Spirit, where He is going to be writing. And you too prepare your book, your Bible, and your pen, that we can move on.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move rich unto you God's highest ways, which manifests His marvelous works, what we call ministry ethics.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The ways through which we serve God, the ways of serving with God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we are still moving on, and we see two to three things, or to five, which can hinder you to understand the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, even though they are taken off seal, passing through God's highest way, the seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus much. So far, three of them we have finished there. Move on to see the fourth and the fifth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We remember we saw the first when we saw the wall separate between we and God. And it's one of what hinders you to understand the Holy Scriptures, the thoughts of God, even though they're taken off seal. That wall separate between you and God script still there, though we take off seals from
scriptures,
you are not going to understand it there.
But
goes away from you when you turn to Christ Jesus and you accept Jesus as Lord and you confess totally get saved. As we read Ephesians chapter
2
starting from verse 13 up to verse 15 and he says like this. Read us Ephesians 2, verse 13 and 15. He says like this. Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 13.
Naye kaakano mu Kristo Yesu mwabali ewalidda musembezebwa olw'omusaayi gwa Kristo.
But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off are made near by the blood of Christ. Verse 14.
Kubanga yeje emirembe gyaffe eyafuula byombi ekimu n'amenyawo ekisenge kya wakati ekyawula.
For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
Verse 15. Alyoka atonde mu ye yennyini abo bombi okubeera omuntu omu omujja okuleeta emirembe.
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, to make in himself of two one new man, so making peace.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So twalaba ekisenge ekitwawukanya ne Katonda.
This wall separated between me and God.
Ekisenge ekirimu amateeka n'ebiragiro ebyengeri ez'enjawulo.
The wall which holds commands and laws of different form.
Erange ebiragiro ebyo n'amateeka ebikola ekisenge ekyo eky'omunsi y'omwoyo.
Then those commands and laws which make that spiritual wall
ekitwawukanya ne Katonda.
Separate between me and God.
Katonda kwe yasinzira okunyweza siri ku byawandiikibwa ebitukuvu.
Where God best to put seals on the holy scriptures.
Okugamba nti ebyawandiikibwa byo
to say he has spoken the scriptures in parables. To say he
has
spoken in the spirit of the high wisdom. Understanding is very high.
The
counsel speaks by your extreme.
He
spoken them in power. That is not unspeakable.
And he
spoken in the light of much knowledge. And
they
are filled with fear of God.
Passing
through the spirit of God. And
they
appeared so hard as to understand. Yet it is not ready pour upon us his Holy Spirit. Understand his words. Because there is a wall separated between we and him. Praise Jesus
much.
But when we turn to our Lord Jesus, introduce us to the Father. And the Father forgive our unrighteousness.
The
blood of his Son cleanses us and it draws us unto God and
pour
on us his Holy Spirit and he takes off seals and we understand his words. Praise Jesus much. But still when that has gone away,
you
still have to go deeper Christ and get rooted to be able to take from you the covering, that field of powers of darkness of Satan. That Satan put in place to be able to claim man to himself. That he can harden his heart. That man will not be able to draw close to light of the word of God. And he feels he wants to run from the light, move deeper in darkness. Still all we saw turning to the Lord Jesus.
And
adds us in the depth to God the Father. The Father moves for his spirit on us. And he helps take off seals from Holy Scriptures and reveals us wisdom in the Word and reveals understanding in the Word of God, reveals counsel of God in his Word, reveals the power in the Word and reveals knowledge, light of knowledge of God in his Word and reveals fear of God to hate evil and to help many depart from evil, and fills in us the Spirit of the Lord, glorifying God with the Father, even His word in the Lord Jesus, taken off the veil of powers of darkness and become free in liberty.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. In this is what he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 starting from verse 12, as it says this. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 12. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. Verse
13.
And notice Moses, who put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly see the end of that which is abolished. Verse 14.
Kubanga n'okutuusa leero ekyokubikkako kiri kikyali mu kusomebwa kw'endagaano ey'edda nga tekinnaggibwawo ekyo kivaawo mu Kristo.
But their minds were blinded, for until this day remains the same veil not taken away in the reading of the old covenant, which veil is done away in Christ. Verse 15.
Naye n'okutuusa leero ebya Musa we bisomebwa ekyokubikkako kiri ku mutima gwabwe.
But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their hearts. Verse 16.
Naye bwe gukyukira Mukama waffe ekyokubikkako kiggibwawo.
Nevertheless, when one shall turn to our Lord, the veil shall be taken away.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus, man. So when we turn to our Lord and we turn to Jesus Christ, we're taken off that veil.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. The veil is not the covering that they have covered your mind, but there are powers of darkness which blinded the eye of your mind, the eye of your understanding, and the counsel of God cannot enter unto you by the powers of darkness. And we saw when you hold the Bible, you get a great fight that you're humble to read, that you understand, see that you're humble to the Holy Spirit
that
reveals you the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But because Satan has put their powers of darkness, those called the covering,
because
that covering is covered almost all nations, as we read in the Isaiah, when he said
he
would take away the covering which is covered all nations, all nations to appear now they don't understand Holy Scriptures. They have that covering of the powers of darkness, which we fight with them to appear they don't understand the Holy Scriptures, and they remain evil and they do not understand the word of God.
Determining
to our Lord Jesus, determining to know that Jesus is Lord and is our Savior, and
he
saves them salvation and inherit eternal life, not in salvation of eating, but peace and holiness. When he speaks in Isaiah, he said this on that covering which is covered all nations. Isaiah chapter 25 verses 6.
Era ku lusozi luno Mukama ow'Eggye alifumbira amawanga gonna embaga ey'ebya sava, embaga ey'omwenge omuka, ey'ebya sava ebijjudde obusomyo, ey'omwenge omuka ogusengejjeddwa obulungi.
And on this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of rich things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. Verse
7.
And he will destroy in his mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The veil is that we saw, middle wall of separation. But both he wants to touch them at the same time.
He
take the wall of separation, which is known as the veil, even the covering.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Both he has to take them away. Because the more we have the covering,
the
powers of darkness of Satan, we get hard hearts. And those hardened hearts, they turn into a fertile ground where Satan can plant his law of sin,
his
voice of sin, which command people to do evil things, as we heard of last time. And a person reaches to feel within him there are two.
Is
one who urges do not do this, another supports do that, another say do good. He who does good as a small voice within him, the one who says do good, he speaks slow, small voice in him, yet the one who speaks do evil, and he has a loud voice within him. Because already in him he has powers of darkness of a covering.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we saw even the law of sin, we totally overcome it when we decide not to follow the flesh and we follow the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God. And we hate the lusts of the flesh, the great one, which moves the lusts of the flesh, the lusting of the eyes, and the pride of his life.
It's
the way we overcome the law of sin, the voice of Satan, where he
passed
to deceive clans, nations, languages in the whole world. We heard in Romans chapter 7, verse 23-25, and it tells us this. Romans chapter 7, verse 23. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Verse
24.
O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Verse 25.
Nebaza Katonda, kuwa Yesu Kristo. Kuwa Yesu Kristo mukama waffe. Nti, kale bwe kityo, nzenze kama magezi ndi muddu wa mateka ga Katonda. Naye mubiri wateka lya kibi.
I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Yes, you have seen
it. Praise Jesus much.
So twalabanti okuangula etteeka lye kibi mubiri.
So we saw that we overcome the law of sin in the flesh.
Tuba tulina okusalawo okugobera omwoyo.
We have to decide to follow the Spirit.
Omwoyo wa Katonda omulamu.
The Spirit of the living God.
Atukulemberemu era atulungamye.
That leads and even guides us.
Kubanga bwetwawulira mu Baruumi esuli omunano onyolusooka.
Because we had Romans 8 verse 1.
Nti tetuliko musango.
That there is no more condemnation.
Abali mu Kristo Yesu.
Those in the Christ Jesus.
Abatambula okugobera.
Who walk not after this flesh. Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we saw people who follow the flesh. They follow the lusts of the flesh, the lusts of the eyes, the pride of this life. Those the law of sin can be in them all the time. But we saw the way we can an overcome.
Wabula twakizuula. Oluvannyuma lw'etteeka ly'ekibi
discovered after the law of sin,
waliwo ekintu kino ekyokuna ekizaalibwa Setaani
is this fourth thing birthed by Satan himself,
nti okuyita mu tteeka ly'ekibi
that through the law of sin
Setaani amanyi okwefuulira ddala malayika ow'omusana
transforms himself as an angel of light
era omubulizi w'obutuukirivu
and the preacher of righteousness
ng'anyoola amakulu g'ekigambo kya Katonda
and he twists meaning of the word of God
ng'atoolamu
and he subtracts
era ng'ayongeramu
and he adds in it
ebigambo eby'ekizikiza
words of darkness
ng'aleeta ekizikiza mu kuteesa kwa Katonda
and brings darkness in counsel of God
era abatali banywevu
and those not strong
kudala eri awaggulu
in the highest level
bw'amanya nti yes Katonda yakuggyako ekisenge ekyawukanya na wakati wo naye
when he knows God took away the wall of separation between him and you
nga mulina enkolagana ne Katonda
and you have a relation with God
era n'amanya nti wajjibwako ekibikkako ekyamaanyi ag'ekizikiza
those they took from you the covering of powers of darkness
aga sitaani
those of Satan
nuba kati nga muli butoola ne Kristo Yesu mukama waffe
now are tied with Christ Jesus our Lord
era n'amanya
and still he knows
tiwazuula n'etteeka ly'ekibi
also discovered the law of sin
nti obufuge bwalyo
that its rulership
eddoboozi lya sitaani okubanga likulagirwe okukola obubi
voice of Satan to command you commit evil
wamanya nti obufuge bwalyo butambulira mu kwegomba kw'omubiri
you its rulership moves through lusts of the flesh
okwegomba kwa kwamaaso
lusts of the eyes
n'amalala agengeri ag'obulamu buno
in the pride of this life
ebyo n'obidduka
and you run from those
kati n'atondawo ekirala ekiddako
and now it creates another one
n'agamba akagiri omwana ono kayagala ennyo ebintu by'omusana gw'ekigambo
the way this child loves most things of the light of the world
naye nga si mwetegefu kwetegereza
yet is not ready to analyze them
kaneefuulire ddala
let me transform myself
nga malayika w'omusana
as an angel of light
era omubulizi w'obutuukirivu
of righteousness
nyore kigambo kya Katonda mu makuru
twist the word of God in meaning
ntolemu era nyongeremu okizikiza
subtract and I add in darkness
Yesu yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus
kati kigambo kiri kye nakugamba
now it's the other word I told you
ebintu no biri kubisatu
that these things are 2 to 3
kumpi kubitano
almost 5
kubanga
because
ukugambe nti okuyita muteeka ly'ekibi
say through the law of sin
Setaani amanyidde ddala okwefula malayika w'omusana.
Satan knows to transform himself as angel of light.
Era omubulizi w'obutuukirivu.
And the preacher of righteousness.
Ng'anyoola amakulu g'ekigambo kya Katonda.
And twists meaning of the word of God.
Ng'atoolamu era ng'ayongeramu.
Subtracts and he adds in it.
Ebigambo ebijjudde ekizikiza.
What's filled of darkness.
Okuzikiriza.
To destroy.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga akizuulanga
because he discovered that
abamu kuffe tuli beetegefu
some of us
wetegereza
ready to analyze
nga tutunula ne tulaba
as we look and see
naye tutetegereza
yet we never analyze
kati bw'akizuulanga oli mwaka akabeera bwekati
if he discovered a situation in you like that
ngakwefuulirako nga malayika w'omusana
he appears to you as an angel of light
ng'akwata ebyandikibwa ebitukuvu
and gets the holy scriptures
kubanga gwe musana
because they are light
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
omanyi Bible yetulabula nnyo mu Isaiah sura y'omukaaga
the Bible warns us post Isaiah chapter 6
egamba nti bwe tulaba
he says when we see
tutetegereza
we do not perceive
katusome tuwulire
let us read we here
Isaiah sura y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda
Isaiah chapter 6 verses 9
Nayogera nti genda obulira abantu bano nti okuwulira nti okuwulira muwulire naye temutegeera n'okulaba mulabe naye temwetegereza
And he said go and tell these people hear you indeed but understand not
Olinyole 10
see you indeed but perceive not
Olinyole 10
verse 10
Savuwaza omutima gw'abantu bano era ggala amatu gaabwe era ziba amaaso gaabwe Balemo okulaba n'amaaso gaabwe n'okulya n'amatu gaabwe n'okutegera n'omutima gwabwe n'okukyuka okuwonyezebwa.
Make the heart of these people dull and make their ears heavy and shut their eyes lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and be healed. Have you heard what is there?
Nti okulaba balaba
that seeing they see
naye
why they do not perceive Hearing they hear.
But
do not take time to understand. But they rather become dull. And the person you become so heated up.
Satan discovers
you have that mentality within you. And you reach a time. You no more have time to perceive and analyze.
You
don't give time and analyze to totally understand.
He
says this one is not going to totally be healed.
Let's
take him back to the way of life. Death. Back to the way of death.
Wawona,
because it knows you got healed and saved from the wall of separation between you and God.
Wawona,
he knows you got healed. Powers of darkness of the covering. What has been covering eye of your mind and you never understand.
And
knows you got healed of law of sin. The voice of Satan rules in the lust of this life. Last of the flesh, the last of the eyes, and the pride of life.
He
so heated up over things not there. Don't mind to analyze, you just get heated over something. And says, no, you don't allow this to turn, totally get healed. Keep him in the healing apps which are not run. Let's go appear to him. Him as angels of light and twist that his mind, even understanding of things, until we've caused him fall, and they drive you, take you back gradually. You go here, the law of sin is come back. The voice of Satan has authority in you.
It
even commands you and you do what it commands. You go to see. You no more want to read well scriptures. You keep sleeping. You do not join up well. The covering is come back. The powers of darkness. You go see. You no more communicate to hearken from God. And the world separates you with God and come. You begin to say, I feel God is far from me. I don't feel the presence of God. They can drive you gradually. If they discover you have a mentality not to analyze. Have a title not to give it to understand. For him, the Lord tells you the things of rushing with what you have heard, it is not good. He tells you, sit down and analyze. Mark them very well. Do not rush. According to Jeremiah 23, verse 18, he says like this. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse
18.
For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Yes. Who has sat in the counsel of God's word? And he perceives them. And he hears them well. And he marks them. And he perceives them. Because he says, in verse 22, and he speaks like this,
Jeremiah 23, verse 22.
But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doing. Yes.
Because
person who has sought to perceive words of God well,
of course,
he first takes himself from evil as a person. It gets from all the evil ways. If indeed you are preached the word every day,
But you cannot
fight yourself, get yourself from the evil way. Get yourself from evil. You know the men know it's the Lucifer. That you just get heated when you are seeking the words of God. You just rush unto them. All the time they will appear to you as angels of light.
Speak
of angels of light, we speak of angels of the word of God. They will appear as preachers of righteousness, which comes from believing.
And faith
come from hearing and hearing the word of God.
Yet
they bring that light when they have twisted it in meaning. And they preach righteousness which is twisted in what it means.
And they trust
in the scriptures adding darkness.
Because you
just rush to consume them, you don't perceive. They gradually drive you and they take you back. Praise Jesus much.
That
why you see in the 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 40 to 15,
he
speaks on that issue like this. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14.
So sichi amagero.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Verse 15.
Therefore,
it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. Yes. Imagine Satan transformed himself as angel of light. Know what they call angel of light?
Is
the angel of the word of God. Because the word of God is the light.
Now
in the Psalms 103, verse 20, the real angels, the mighty ones, they are there to fulfill the word of God as they hearken to its voice.
There are
one called angels of light. Let's read in that Psalms you hear. Psalms 103, verses 20.
Mumwebaze Mukama mwe bamalaika be, mwabazira abamanyi abatukiriza ekigambo kye, nga muwulira eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kye.
Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his words. Yes. Now what they call angel of light, these are angels of the word of God. They fulfill the word of God as they hearken to voice of his word. Because the word of God, it's the light.
According
to Psalms 119, verse 105, as it says like this. Psalms 119, verse 105.
Your
word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Praise Jesus,
man.
According to Psalms 103, verse 20, all the holy angels, they are the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God, they hearken to the voice of the word, because they are the angels of light, that of the word of God.
At
Psalms 119, verse 105, the word of God is the lamp, the light unto my path. If Satan appears as an angel of light, if demons, them two are going to bring scriptures. But scriptures, they have twisted their meaning. If you just rushing, scripture, let's pass, move on, let's not perceive. You are finished. This is another level they deceive you by. God, if he sees you still have this mentality to rush, I prove even if you take off seals, there's a limit you'll end at understanding. There's a limit you'll end in the wisdom in the word. Limit you'll end in the understanding in the word. There's a limit you'll end in the counsel in the word of God. Limit the power in the word.
And
being revealed light of knowledge in the word of God. And we shall see you that you staggered in the fear of the Lord. Do not move on.
The
fear go to hate evil, you don't increase in it. Others reach, they get used to the fear of God. Commit evil and the act. To come minister. That mentality.
Satan
sees that he has a work there. He sees you are still his.
Nowhere
you're proceeding on with God. Because he knows it. Just bring darkness and cancel it to be easy for him. Get in the light of the word, pick, twist its meaning. Bring for you because you rush and you do not perceive. And that's why you see God spoke.
But
these ministers saying this in the Job chapter 38.
Job chapter
38, verse 1.
Awo mukama nali okaddamu Yobu ngayima mu mbuya genyingi nayogera nti.
Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, verse 2.
Aniono alete kizikiza mukutesa n'ebigambo ebitaliimu kumanya.
Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? You hear that word. Remember in that time, Job had not a wall separated between him and God. And he had not a veil covering powers of darkness of Satan, which hinders him to hear.
Third,
he had overcome the law of sin. No more heart desires if they go, let them go. Every portion has gone, let it go. The men are targeted on one point to bring darkness in the council. Bringing darkness in light of the word. You deny God and die. I die is death real.
If
deny him, I die, I will escape him. Because to deny God,
Job,
as the spirit was not to die,
the body
died and the spirit moves to meet God. Ecclesiastes speaks clear. 12 verse 7. The body goes to the ground. The spirit goes back to God who gave it. See what would have involved darkness there?
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus, but
now
the most wild level, them to appear as
preachers,
angels of light and the preachers of righteousness. They bring out scriptures. Just Satan brought them out in the Lord Jesus. Here in Luke. He told him because it is written. Now you rush. Because you hear it is said it's written. You say amen. Don't first say amen. Speak, I hear what is written. Okay, add me another. There you have to be very strict. You is going to serve God. Because we see God's highest ways, which manifest his marvelous works.
enkolagana yo ne Katonda egenda kubeera etyo.
Your relationship with God, how is it to be?
Onange bonaba amulupapiriza papiriza buli kyowulidde.
Mentality rush over what you've heard.
Sitani akya kulina kuleve yokuna.
Satan still has you on the fourth level.
Level yokwefula malaika womusana.
Level transform as angel of light.
Yo mubulizi wobutukirivu.
The preacher of righteousness.
Banji bagudde mu nsi yonna.
Bene afuleve eno. In the whole world on this level.
Yes, you must wait.
Praise Jesus much.
That is omwe muluka tulabe.
Let us read in Luke we see.
Luke suri yokuna nolunyiriri olokusatu.
Luke chapter 4 verses 3.
Satani namugamba nti oba oli mwana wa Katonda. Gambe jinja lino lifuke mmere.
And the devil said unto him, if you are the son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. Verse 4.
Yesu namuddamu nti kyawandikibwa nti omuntu tabenga mulamu na mmere yokka wabula na buli kigambo ekiva mu kamwa ka Katonda.
Jesus answered him saying, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
Verse 5.
Praise Jesus much. When you look to what Satan told the Lord Jesus, if you are the son of God, turn these stones into bread. He had gotten him out Psalms 2. Verse 7. Jesus speaks past through the mouth of King David. God told me, oh my son, today I have begotten you.
So
if you prove you are his son, turn these stones into bread.
It
just as we had heard, to Luke chapter 23 to 26.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Wagambira nti kubango ekirijja mu rubuto.
He said what will come in the womb.
Ibera mwana wo yali waguru
ennyo. Will be the son of the most high.
You understand yali abiulire lawe agenda okwogera nga yogera mbi awandikwa
bo ulira. Them Satan had heard, and when he spoke in those scriptures if you hear.
Yes, namugambe ekyokwegana nti ndi mwana wa Katonda.
Told him to deny I'm a son of God.
Sigenda chigana.
I am not denying it.
Na ye.
But.
Sechari muntu oba ndi mwana wa Katonda mfura mayinje
mmere. Wasn't that if I'm a son of God I turn stone into bread.
Kubanga oba nchigambo cha Katonda simufusa.
You know, the word of God is not a magician. As they had told him to turn.
You see
how Satan drives you, turn you into a magician?
You've
been a worker together with God, you shift from the workmanship. And you turn into a magician.
Kufuka magician.
That was driving him turn to a magician.
Oba nawo okiraba oba tokiraba.
You don't know whether you two you see it or not.
Yali amufura mufusa.
He was driving him to a magician.
Tokaye kwiso yali yemanye.
Yet him Christ knew himself.
Nti muyokane mukuminanya.
That in John 1:14.
Ye chigambo cha Katonda.
He is the word of God.
Atenga pebulani ya 12.
In the Hebrews 12.
Nya 12.
4:12.
Egambe chigambo cha Katonda kiramu ate chikozi.
Word of God is living and active.
Chikozi.
It works.
Sichifusa.
It's not magician.
Ni wano yali asobola stani kuvuga no ufuka majisi yali.
Satan can drive you to a
magician.
Shift from becoming a big worker with God.
Ni wangu badenga bakolise chichoko biri mukage onyolisoke gamba.
Those like Galatians 6 verse 1 says.
Kuli bakozi wa mune Katonda.
You are fellow laborers together with God.
Nova mubukozi.
You get from being a laborer with God.
No ufuka omufusa.
Become a magician.
You
reach in some dreams, you're out there doing magic. You see how you wake up in the day, you try it, you try the magic you are doing. You see you connected, it's working. Now they have driven you to that. That level is wild.
Dabakobo jobitandika ngo badde mukama akujuzo omusana
gwe kigambo. See how you begin when God had filled you with light of the word.
Note kamwe chizikize echo chonna.
And you put into there that darkness.
Uraba bufuka satani wokubiri.
You see how you become the second Satan?
Wanolino kwegenderezawo.
Here you have to be careful. Because this point is very hard. He told him, if you're a son of God,
the
true scripture says he's a son of God.
It
is another wrong word added in there. Turn these stones into bread.
He tell
him make food, but he told him to turn. You do magic there. He had made him lost then. And our Lord brought out the tournament. He told him, it's written, man shall live, not live by bread alone, by every word come from the mouth of God. Is it not that?
I brought
you into scripture, let's read Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter
8, verse 3.
And he humbled you and allowed you to anger, and fed you with manna, which you knew not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. Yes. He brought out for him other scriptures. I will not turn these stones. Understand this, that man does not live with food alone.
But
every word which proceeds from the mouth of God and says,
it be.
The many others, when you read, look.
You
find for its written, he will send you his angels. And they have hold you.
And
through it is written in Psalms. Yet Jesus remembers that though it's written, but God, they don't test him. They do not test God. Told you because it's written, do not test the Lord your God. Those who tested him 40 years, they saw him, so wrath from him, he killed them. You see, you two, how we test God. Because it's written, it sent you angels and they uphold you.
They
uphold you when you throw yourself in evils. Born again, we rise up with your madness. That I'm going to raise up that
day.
It's written, I have to raise the dead. Stretch hands on the dead to raise up. Dead according to God's program.
Think
all the dead who were there in the era of Jesus, who moved around, raising them. All those who were in the program of being risen. Because our Lord gave a reason, he said.
He
asked him, why did that child be born like that? He said, to show the glory of God.
They
all were born like that, were there to show the glory of God in them. Don't dare rush in the service of God.
Born
again, you pray for those who raise, the dead body is here.
Tell him,
is it in the program of God among those to be raised?
Satan
trap you, snares you, traps pastors and they fail.
He throws
for them scriptures and they get them, follow them. He throws you and he comes to shame you. They are born again, who are not taught. They are fallen because of those. Others bring, go seek for powers of darkness.
Those
they can't convict them the scripture when it is coming to pass. Go fulfill it. Reach there, the dead body refused to raise up.
Or
the sick refused to be healed.
And
scripture still has given in a wrong time. Don't perceive signs which follow around there. You know, when you hear a scripture, always wait for the signs. And you prove whether it's God who's given it. I would have spoken much on that word. But it's a broad word. What I charge you is not to rush. According to Matthew chapter 16,
it's
even good to read the signs of the seasons. Sure. Of course, the scripture says, I will not forget Ecclesiastes what he says. Everything has its time and season. And every word. Though I read it, but that word must have its seasons. First read Matthew 16. Matthew chapter 16, verses 1.
Abafalisayo n'abasaddukayo ne bajja ne bamukema ne bamusaba okubalaga akabonero nti ne bamusaba okubalaga akabonero akokuva mu ggulu.
Then the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and testing him desired that he would show them a sign from heaven. Verse
2.
He answered, said unto them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. Verse
3. Mumanyi okwawule eggulu bwe lifaanana, naye temuyinza kwawula bubonero bwa biro.
And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and overcast. O you hypocrites, you can discern the appearance of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the times? Verse
4.
A wicked and dangerous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them and departed.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Pharisees have come tell him, show us here a sign from heaven. Satan is behind them. Have you seen there? You see how he calls angels, they come down. And they see a minister who is proud has appeared in the world. He told them on all signs you've seen around here. You cannot discern that I've come from heaven. Because you look to the clouds and they are ready to predict. It is going to be shining. If you see the cloud
peak,
discern the signs of the seasons. Satan can rush you there, get out scriptures. Appeared as an angel of light, as if enlightens for you. Always see time, give time to perceive. You see whether they are like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So do not rush.
Even
though he's brought out how many scriptures, put them aside, tell him, give him time.
Have
to personalize, know their seasons. Because Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 is saying, let us read, we hear. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse
1.
To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under heaven. Yes. Everything and every word, it has its time.
Not
everyone you tell me in this season I do it.
If
beneath it is written, I have to analyze its light where it ends.
There
Satan has beaten many at that point. And he transforms as angel of light. He brings out scriptures, twisted their meaning. And
he's
subtracted, added in darkness. You know what he did to Adam and Eve? It's the exact. He made them, they don't see yet they see. He told them, when you eat of the tree, your eyes will open. Yet they were going to blind. The blind of their minds. Then they
will
begin to see things in another way.
But
that happened in the Genesis 3.
That
to appear as angel of light. Even Satan appeared unto Eve.
He
to explain to her the things of God very well. Let's read in Genesis 3 and you see. Genesis chapter 3 verse
1. Zeyakola mukama katonda. Negugamba omukazi nti bwati bwe yayogera mukama katonda tetemulyanga ku miti gyonna egy'omulusuku.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said unto the woman, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
Holide.
Have you heard?
Sebo, ye fura malaika wo musana.
He appeared as angel of light.
Malaika we chigambo cha katonda.
The angel of the word of God.
Naja na gamba, mukama wama ya gamba. Ya gamba bwati.
Has God said like this?
Ulina ulina, mukama, asachizemo mukama.
And she, if heard, as long as it's, I've heard him speak Lord.
Holide mwe chigambo mukama.
I've heard the word Lord.
And
she thought they are talking about God. Yes. Satan had heard in the Genesis 2, 15 to 17, and God gives command to man, not eating of the tree of life, but all the other trees he eats of them,
save
the tree of life and knowledge of good from evil. When he heard, he transformed himself. An angel of light. An angel of the word of God have come to speak of it. Has really God said? I want to prove whether you perceived what he said.
Yes.
That is what Satan was up to. He saw that this one is just speaking, not sure of them. I've used that word rushing and others get angered. Some people are just used to rushing. She's not stable in this command. She's not sure of them. Read the next verse, you see. Genesis chapter 3, verses 2.
Omukazi n'agamba omusota nti, ebibala by'emiti egy'omulusuku tulya.
And the woman said unto the serpent, we eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Verse 3.
Wabula ebibala by'omuti oguli wakati mu lusuku, Katonda yayogera nti, temuguliyangako, newankubadde gukwatangako, muleme okufa.
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Yes.
So
all other trees we eat of the fruits. But this in the middle he said. He said, we're not sure, but he said. He said, we don't eat of it, neither to touch it, lest we die. Satan discovered it. If it's not this death, this word death on this law, man would have touched it long back.
But
even man in himself was,
perhaps
God is just threatening us. If we touch it, we shall not die. Satan twisted the meaning. Twisted the meaning, he added in the what he wants. There he had not perceived, can he die or not? Let us read we here. Genesis chapter 3, verses
4.
And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall surely not die. Verse
5. Amaso gammwe lwegalizibuka. Namwe mulibanga Katonda okumanya ng'obulungi n'obubi.
For God does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. That now he has brought light. He reveals to them. He enlightens them. Yet he brings darkness. You know that? He told them, no. You will not die. He has twisted meaning. The meaning of God says we shall die.
It
is true. And we know that death came in.
Adam.
Passing through Adam. Death which is not only of our bodies. But death of being taken off the bodies of heaven. And the lake of fire is there waiting the second death.
Satan
told them, you not die. What was he meaning? But what he was meaning, let me enlighten
Satan
for you. Satan was enlightened, yet he's bringing darkness. God knows when you eat of it, you'll be like him.
And
your eyes will open. Separate the good from evil. But the tree they saw, their eyes were they not open before? He was going to blind the eye of their mind.
Like,
no more understand things as God speaks them. That's why many we know of the preachers, even those of the children of God, who began and did, they spoke well the word. Now, added in things you don't know because he rushed to twisting them.
Satan,
what he did was in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Second Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 4.
Katonda w'emirembe gino beyaziba amaaso g'amagezi gaabwe abatakkiriza omusana ogw'enjiri ey'ekitiibwa eya Kristo ekifaananyi kya Katonda gulemenga okubaakira.
In whom the God of this age has blinded the minds of them who believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Yes. Satan has begun to fight a war and it's grown broad. Even the Adam, he blinded the eye of their minds. He put upon them a covering. And he moved, tightened it. When he appears as angel of light, you know he targets one thing. Restore upon you covering of powers of darkness. Then he will restore back his voice of the law of sin. Then
he
will twist them, giving you things as if they are of light of word of God.
Yes,
they are not of light of the word of God.
He
turns you in the way you see things which are meant to be in Christ. You see them in another way.
Or
now it says 2 Corinthians 11 verses 1 and 2, and it says this.
2
Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1.
Singa mungu minkiriza mbu sirusiru obutono. Era na ye mungu minkirize.
I wish that you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me.
Orinyo loku biri.
Verse 2.
Kubanga mbakuwa tiru obuja wa Katonda. Kubanga nabafumbiza bamu omu, ndiyo kembalete eri Kristo, ngomu wala omurongofu.
For I am jealousy over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Verse 3.
Na ye ntide, ngomu sota wegwali mbalimba kawa, mbokusa wago, mpoze vile wazo vya mwe, okuono ne wanga, mokulaba, wamune muburongofu ebili eri Kristo.
But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve, through his cunning, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Yes. Corrupted in minds, the way they see things in Christ. Even in the simplicity that is in the Christ, they ended their normal in the garden. And it is us right now. We just fighting to get back there. But what you have to know, that if Satan finds in you the mentality of rushing, never to analyze, perceive the word of God, never to understand it well, to connecting it, he is going to gradually drive you as he appears to you as angel of light, bringing even scriptures.
You, if you're not
ready to catch him, pass through Isaiah 28 and the verse
14.
You tell him you've appeared as the angel of light.
It's
the light of the word of God.
And
that you've commanded I'm not to do it, till you've given me 2 to 4 and above commands from the scriptures of truth. Yet they connect very well. But that you've told me I'm not to do it,
till
you've given me 2, 4 and above verses. I want it to come from the Old and the New Testament, or from different books make up the Bible. That's the only way you can catch Satan and his demons, the fallen angels. They have appeared as angels of light. If God knows you have that mentality in you,
and
take off seals for you in the Holy Scriptures, moves to reveal to you wisdom in the words, moves to reveal to you understanding in the words, reveal you counsel in the word of God, the power in the words, adds you light of knowledge in the word of God, adds you fear of God to hate evil,
and
to help many depart from evil,
connects
commands, laws and the judgments of God.
When
the Spirit of God is in you, to glorify God the Father and the Son. Praise Jesus, man. Let's read in Isaiah, we see.
Isaiah chapter 28,
verse
13. Wano katono, aho katono. Bagende bagwe bugazi, bamenyeke, bategebwe, bakwatibwe.
But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, a little here and a little there, that they might go and fall backward, and be broken and snared, and taken. Yes.
There
you're going to get break him. Satan will wonder and say, and he said, but now this one is failed. We failed on him. But he has another second level. Another fifth level. That level. When he knows that you've become an expert in perceiving, in marking very well the scriptures, if
you
realize that we masquerade as angel of light, now we transform as preacher of righteousness, and he brings the scriptures, he brings another level.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But before I go on this level, I think let me handle a little on how it transforms us, preacher of righteousness. If any servants, what they do. Just as they are one of transforming us, angel of light. But here they beat you, totally get you off the rightful faith. And as if you are in faith, yet you have departed from the faith. Faith which comes from hearing. And hearing the word of God. And doing it. And you're given righteousness.
The
change you a little, you've departed from faith, yet you've not realized it. And that is why you see
this
Satan and his demons, the fallen angels, and his servants of the false religions, and the false beliefs, even the false salvation, it was forming as preachers of righteousness.
Them
to transform appear as if they preach the word of God. But they remain as they have twisted its meaning, and they have subtracted, and they have added in it. And they leave you as if you have heard the word, yet they have changed its meaning. They have subtracted and added in it. That's why our Lord ended telling us in the Corinthians that let us examine ourselves, always see whether we are still in faith. Because these men can drive you and they shift you from faith, faith through which you're given righteousness, coming from hearing and hearing the word of God, even to doing it,
and they keep you
not in the rightful faith. You've not realized it, because they bring out the word as they preach it. Yes, they preach within it.
And
as you've gotten faith, come from hearing the word of God. Even doing, you do, but what do you do? It has been twisted. And they have added in the to see they have put their righteousness which is not right, they have put there their own. And now you're not in the righteousness of God. Read me Corinthians, we see. Second Corinthians chapter 14 verse 5.
Mwekebere mweka obanga muri mukukiriza. Mwekeme mweka. Obate mwetegera mweka nga Yesu Kristo ali mumwe. Wabula nga muri abatasimibwa.
Examine yourself whether you are in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, unless you are counterfeits. Yes. You have to examine yourself, whether you are in the rightful faith. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Even doing, you do it as it is. Then you be given righteousness of God. These who appear as preachers of righteousness, they set in place their own other righteousness, as if they preach you in the word of God that you'll believe to do. Yet they have subtracted, they have added in them, they have twisted the meaning.
Let's
take you level to examine yourself. Because the truth, the 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 downwards, say there will be those who depart from the faith.
That
gradually you hear in the teachings of the demons, them to teaching, they bring out scriptures there. May it be even seated there as if you are in the spirit.
As if
they joined for you scriptures, yet they joined them wrongly.
If
there are people who are overturned in the faith like that.
First
Timothy chapter Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1.
Na yomo ya yogira lwatu nti munako izoru vanyuma waliba wabaliva mukokiriza ngaba ulire myo yejichamya nokuyigiriza kwa basetani.
Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Yes.
Wali baba baserenge tampola
mpola. Those who slip gradually.
Baba mukukirizo okutufu.
Departing from the rightful faith.
Okukirizo okuva mukuri anokulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
Come from hearing and hearing the word of God.
Nokukola nokulanga bwechiri.
Even doing you do as it is.
Nobwo obutukirivu.
And you're given righteousness.
Kati banu.
Now these.
Abeterawo obutukirivu bwabo.
Put in place their own righteousness.
Nabo befura ababulira okukiriza.
Them to appear to preaching faith.
Okuva mukuri anokulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
Hearing the word of God. They have twisted its meaning. They have subtracted. And they have added in it. Only because you will hearken to deceiving spirits. Even teaching of demons. One of what they must put on you. Upon which you know the teaching I'm in is of the devils.
The
pressure doing it is so much. Do it quick. Don't wait. Don't perceive.
Haven't
you heard it's written? No, I want to analyze and perceive though it's written. To see whether it is like that. Finish in the Timothy we hear. First Timothy chapter 4 verses 2.
Olwobo nanfusibwa abalimba ngabokebwe emyoyo gyabwe nga n'ekyuma ekyokya.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Yes. They try to put a pressure of rushing on you. Imagine they afford you mentality of rushing. They just light onto your rushing and then you rush. Praise Jesus much. Here you have to be very careful. Examine yourself whether you are into the rightful faith, which come from hearing and hearing the word of God. Even doing I will do. I will be in the righteousness of truth, not in the righteousness which is faked. Because when he speaks in the Romans 10, verse 10, he speaks this on the issue of believing. Romans 10, verses 10.
Kubanga omuntu akiriza na mutima okuweebwa obutuukirivu. Era yatula na kamwa okulokoka.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes, it is true. I believe is the heart be given righteousness. But verse 17 tells me, faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. After I have heard it, tells me in the James chapter 2, verse 26, that faith without works is dead.
So
I have to attach on works. I be given real righteousness. It means I have to go back. The word they told me, that I can analyze and perceive it. I join only two, four and above commands, 2, 4 and the above verses from the Old and the New Testament.
Able
to perceive them, prove whether they are like that. Lest I'm driven, be taken in the righteousness that's not of God. You know, he speaks in Romans, he says, when they did know the righteousness of God, they ended up setting in place their own righteousness. That they set in place, still Satan is the one behind it. Let us read we here. Romans chapter 10, verses 1.
Abooluganda, kyenjagala mutima gwange era kyensaba Katonda ku lwabwe kye kino. Balokoke.
Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer for God for Israel is that they may be saved. Verses 2.
Kubanga mbategeeza nga balina okunyiikirira Katonda, naye si mukumanya.
For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Verse 3.
Kubanga bwe batamanya butuukirivu bwa Katonda, era bwe bagezaako okutereeza obutuukirivu bwabwe bo bennyini, tebagondera butuukirivu bwa Katonda.
For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Yes.
But what then a stand if the Maraika Womusana?
Even so, Satan transformed as angel of light, angel of the word of God, appears to bring the holy scriptures. You prove, you analyze and perceive them. When they appear as preachers of righteousness, preachers of believing, that faith come from hearing and hearing the word of God, even commanding you to do,
they
be given that righteousness. Prove still that you perceive it. They can drive you, shift from the righteousness of God
onto
the righteousness that's not of God. First, you humble yourself like those of religion, in clothing those their long garments, putting on those hearts,
and
that false humility, they humble themselves. And you may think that these ones are righteous, yet they don't do even the word of God in its rightfulness. You know the apostles, they had begun to preach in the Acts. People began sat down to sit, analyze, to see
where
they at the time they had, they moved aside to analyze these words, perceive them. We want to prove whether they are like that. We cannot just follow them. Acts chapter 17, verse
11.
Acts chapter 17, verse 11.
Naye bano bali balungi okusinga ab'e Thessalonica, kubanga bakkiriza ekigambo n'omwoyo omwangu ennyo, buli lunaku nga banoonya mu byawandiikibwa, obanga ebyo bwe biri bwe bityo.
These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the words with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Yes. You know to be noble. You know in God you should not be in there and you are there simple, you don't mind. What they say, let us go with that. I don't know whether they're right or not.
Perhaps
they're true because they read scriptures. Let's go like that. Not if you're a servant of God. If
you're
a servant of God or a child of God, you must be sober very well.
Already
to search for more other scriptures.
Righteousness
they have told you to follow is of truth. You first repeat that verse. Acts chapter 17, verses 11.
Kubanga bakkiriza ekigambo n'omwoyo omwangu ennyo, buli lunaku nga banoonya mu byawandiikibwa, obanga ebyo bwe biri bwe bityo.
These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Yes. Now to say,
bali begendereza nnyo.
They were so noble in themselves, more than the others. But they took the word as you've brought it with a ready heart. Yet they had to search in the other scriptures to prove whether what they have told them is like that. They are those of the righteousness of God or not. Because they knew it. In the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2.
Now,
when Satan tells you his things, he said, don't speak of them to other people. You know, and not only they will defile you. You do them in secret slowly. They are of your righteousness. And they pervert you in secret. Don't share much the things. You know, things of religions too, they are like that. They say these words of the evangelism, they have ended here. Do not spread them elsewhere.
He
said, the words you have heard, they are holy. They've ended here.
Don't
pray them elsewhere. You may pray them to the people and they will awaken you.
Satan,
when they will squeeze you in such foolish things, in the righteousness that's not of truth,
which
just appears coming from faith, that faith claims to come from hearing the word of God, yet they have twisted its meaning. They have subtracted and added in it. They drive you put in righteousness that's not of God, and they make you not to speak much of it. That's why they fight us in a fight, saying, speak many scriptures and we demand many scriptures. Because we finished from them, they were seeking to familiarize us, to cause us follow things not of truth. Second Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 1.
Kale, kubanga tulina okuweereza okwo nga bwe twasaasirwa, tetuddirira.
Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Verse 2.
Naye twegaana ebyensonyi ebikisibwa, nga tetutambulira mu bukuusa, so tetukyamya kigambo kya Katonda, naye olw'okulabisa amazima.
But having renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in the craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Yes. We want to prove every person. For we do not twist scriptures. We bring you another with another explaining it. For we renounce sacred things which are hidden. But this is our righteousness slowly here. You joking? Righteousness is of the light. And it's of the open.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. Satan feels bad, we prove and sure into the spirit of every person. And we speak clearly that this is like this as written here. Even here and there. If you say it's true due to bring your scriptures, we see. And though you brought them, I go back to search more, prove whether they are like that. And I call my colleagues there. Come, we see whether they are like that. Because we knew Satan knows to transform as angel of light, transforms as angel of word of God, when he brings out scriptures and he wants to keep in bondage. When he knows another level, he still let me transform into one of righteousness. You know, he loves those things of righteousness.
But
without righteousness, no one will see him.
and therefore
they transform, for they love most to see God, so they yearn for righteousness. A righteousness before them. If you're not steady,
you
know Satan can gradually cut you from God slowly. Never meet with God, yet he's cut you from righteousness.
But
without holiness, no one will see him. And he brings to you back the wall of separation between you and God.
And
he even brings back the covering. Powers of darkness hinder you more understand the world in the light.
And
he hardens the heart, he pours in the law of sin. And he begins to command you what he wants. As it makes you more foolish in masquerade as angel of light and the preacher of righteousness, when
it
discovers you perfected all of this,
if
you to search scriptures to prove whether they are like that,
he
says, let me leave that level. Now I'm going to appear as if bring light passing through commands, laws, and judgments. And he appears as if he's brought the laws of God. And he first gets the old ones which were fulfilled, even those not good. And all he pours once in the head. If he knows all through you have prepared yourself, now he knows laws, you don't know them.
You
don't know laws which bring light and darkness.
But
that too, perhaps you may not know it. Now he has the fifth level. Satan passing through the law of sin, and he appears to bring commands, laws, and the judgments, and they seem to be of light, and you may say they are of God. That's why many religions, they have their own commands. Even laws, you may reach there and you wonder. And you find beliefs, they have commands rather than the judgments with them. You find beliefs, and their commands are amazing. But they see as if their laws reach them in eternal life. Right at that point is an aspect of being made to fall. You have to know the laws which are not good and those which are good. If you don't know them, right there he also transforms himself as angel of light. If he knows issues of the word, you've understood him much. And he goes in the laws you do not know. If you want to catch him in the things of the law, what we call commands, laws, and the judgments, statutes and the ordinances, those of God, to separate them from those of Satan, those of God, they have light and it is full. There is no law of God which leaves you in darkness. You do it when you don't know, and you don't know where it reaches you to. Let me give you an example. The law of religions to clothe those garments, it ends where? And the law of God, putting on the helmet of salvation on the head, the shield of faith in the chest, the sword of the word, the blessed bread of righteousness, the sword of the word, the shield of faith, the truth in the waist, and the gospel on the feet in the shoes. Both those clothing, each one reaches you where? But those are commands out there. Satan gave the world commands. And they seem to be of light if you see the way they clothe. These men have commands and laws which are goods. Yet there is no light. I will not speak much on this. What you have to know in the Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. Commands, the laws and the judgment, even statutes, those of God, they bringing light to enlighten to where it ends. Let's read we here. Proverbs chapter 6 verse
23.
For the command is the lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of the instruction are the way of life. Yes, the command of God, the real lamp which lightens you see where you're going. The law, light which gives light, even judgments. And if you head on this way, you reach eternal life. Now you first see the laws. First, those of the world. And they enlighten you life where it ends. Look to laws of religions. You see what they command you. Go on that idol. You kneel down, pray. The one I pray to, where is this person?
There are
funny laws of darkness hanging there.
And
right there is where you have to be saved always. If you want to be saved with the laws of Satan, even their judgments, they can even give you statutes and the ordinances. Whether they have light to lighten you to the eternal life. If I head it to, where does it reach me to? Praise Jesus much. That is why you see God. Right from all the fights with people. Satan, after he had put in them bad laws, those which are not good, they straight strive with those of God. But theirs, Satan has put in their hearts, and their field of darkness, they don't reach them in life.
God,
what it tells us, Ezekiel chapter 24 to 25. Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 24.
Because they
had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes and had polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes were fixed on their father's idols. Verse
25.
Therefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments by which they should not live. Yes. God checked in hearts of children of men. Children of men had rejected his laws,
his
commands and the judgments. Yet in them was light to lighten them to eternal life. When they rejected them, checked in their hearts, Satan has packed there. For the hardness of their hearts, and they had in their other laws. God said, let them go with the commands. If their laws, they are not going to live within them. They don't reach them to eternal life. It's what I try to tell you. I
don't
broaden much this topic. All commands of the living God, laws and the judgments, statutes and the ordinances. To differ from those of Satan, they have light which reaches to eternal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because when you look to Matthew chapter 19, verses 7 to 9, those laws which Moses allowed children of Israel, that God told him, leave them to them. There were laws which were not good, commands through which they will not live. Because they had rejected others which had light of the word. Let's read we hear. Matthew chapter 19, verse
7.
They said unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and put her away? Yes. In Deuteronomy 24, verse 1 downwards. Moses allowed children of Israel to chase women over any issue.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why you see Matthew 19, verse 7. Hear them ask, why did Moses command us? Write the letter of divorcement. Our Lord Jesus answered, told them, because of the covering and the law of sin, you had gotten hardened in hearts and you communicate with Satan.
That's
why Moses allowed you to follow what was in your hearts. Let us read we hear. Matthew chapter 19, verses
8.
And he said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, allowed you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. Verse
9.
And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is put away, thus commits adultery.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Him our Lord Jesus told them, it was the hardness of their hearts which came from the covering of powers of darkness of Satan, the law of sin, took them in the lusts of their flesh. Satan transformed himself as preacher of righteousness. Transforms as angel of light in correcting them. And he passed through their heart and their hearts. And the law of sin released commands into the hearts of men. Even God left them to them, that they may not live in them. Praise Jesus much.
He
told them, but from the beginning it was not like that. But the things of God, the way they were, the way they should be, is the way they will be forever. So in that way,
there
is still analyzing of the laws.
It's
not every law you read in the Bible.
You
need to follow them as they are. You read King Solomon. He had like 700 wives
and
300 concubines.
And
him did he not reach in heaven? Yet he spoke in Ecclesiastes.
Say,
all that was chasing of the wind. After he repented, he left all that. Ended in Ecclesiastes 12. In verse 12. And he
said,
the conclusion of the matter is this. It was to fear God and to keep in his commandments.
For
that is the duty of man's right
mentality.
Him in his old age, he repented, gave up all that. Now you see how you follow them and you fall.
So
you have to look to Hebrews chapter
8,
verses 7 to
8.
And you know when God pulled us with faults in the Old Testament, He brought the New Testament to correct.
So
you have to connect the laws in the Old Testament and you see light in light them in the New Testament. Then you will separate those laws of the darkness, those of Satan, which come from the law of sin. Right now, then God will reveal to you every day, taking off seals from the Holy Scriptures,
that
He fills you wisdom in the words, fills you understanding. Standing in the world, gives you the counsel in the world, the power in the word of God, the knowledge, the light of knowledge coming from the word of God, fear of God to hate evil, help men depart from evil, to glorify God the Father, the word of the Son, passing through the Spirit of the Lord. As we shall see, going to move on to get off the seals from the Holy Scriptures, passing through God's seven highest ways, the seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus much.
The division of Musam.
They are the seven divisions. They are the seven ways of God, the seven spirits of God. When we take off seals, we see responsibility of each of those seven spirits.
When
we enlightened in the Holy Seven Spirits, scriptures which pass through the seven spirits, and we filled the seven spirits in us, passing through the word of God. May God bless you. You wait for that part, and as you spread far.
Amen.
Amen.